Okay, we're picking up the halachas of Chanukah. We discussed how there really isn't a full-fledged chiyuv for Seuda, but definitely if a person has shiros v'tishbachos, you have a mitzvah. And besides for that, there is an old minhag. This minhag goes all the way back. It's quoted even in Rabbeinu Maimon, the father of the Rambam, discusses this minhag of eating sufganiyot on Chanukah. And he discusses to specifically have, and also the idea of latkes. He doesn't specifically talk about those, but he talks about having things that are fried to remember the nes of Chanukah, what was done with shemen, and that is something that we remember by having them fried in oil, we remember them. Not necessarily the best for a diet, but for minhag. And he specifically over there, in this sefer, he writes that minhag Yisrael are kadoshim him, and every single thing has to be taken seriously. So right, the idea of sufganiyot is mamash akiyum. He says a meichel lefarsim anes. It's a part of pirsim anisa to remember Hashem did it with the oil. So and this is, he thinks that it's a minhag hakedumim. He's saying it's a very, very early minhag, and our minhag are very holy, and velo yivazbazu minhag uma, and you should be careful to try to keep them. So here you have it, everybody. Try to have some sufganiyot. It's definitely not a hard minhag that a person may be on a diet, but if a person, definitely enjoyable minhag to be keeping, not one of the hard ones that we have at Baruch Hashem. Rosh Shlomo Zalman has another interesting take on this idea, which actually has a nafkamina and helpless brachos. Rosh Shlomo Zalman talks about why is it the minhag dafka sufganiyot? We can have other fried things without dafka sufganiyot. He says because they're always going to be mizonos and alamichya. That's actually a big shaila. If they're in the geder of pasuk b'kisser, Rosh Hashanah assumes devar pashut, they are not. So no matter how many you have, you'll have 3, 4, 5, you're not going to be making a hamotzi on them. And why dafka do we want to be saying mizonos and alamichya? Because in the times of Chanukah's Beis Chashmonai, they were tiros kol mikdash. However, the avne mizbeach, where they have to put them in geniza. Like the Gemara tells them, the Vodazar and definitely Beis and Beis, and they were mitzvah on that. So therefore, they said that one should dafka eat something which has a mention of alamich in order to have rachmanos on the mizbeach that would have to be put in geniza, and that's why we dafka have this food which is always mimein shalosh to remember v'al mizbechecha. It's a very nice pshat from Rosh Shlomo Zalman why dafka we have these sufganiyot which are going to be mizonos alamichya. Okay, continuing our halachas on the times of Chanukah, it's aser to have hesped and tainis. It's usher because they are days of simcha v'halal. It's not roi that a person should be saying hespedim eulogies and fasting during these times of simcha. And based on that, some of the achronim in Chas Yitzchak and others, they said that you should also not do akamas matzeva, because inherently, if a person is having akamas matzeva, it's going to lead to more eulogies and sadness. So that should be pushed off till after Chanukah. And also, normal tainis yurtzeit, those are the minhag of a tainis yurtzeit. The Rama says specifically that we don't do either. And even the minhag of, for Ashkenazim at least, the chasen b'yom chupasa, which is very very strong minhag, that we do not do on Chanukah as well. So those things we don't do on Chanukah. There is a shayla on Erev Chanukah. What about Erev Chanukah? Should you be fasting? So there are chorin of the Nitzik Avril and others on Taina that yes, you should be fasting on Erev Chanukah, and it's going to go into Chanukah. So there, Rav Yashu says that normally, because one of the reasons that the Chasen fast is for different ideas, tshuva, but another explanation is that we don't want them to drink anything because they might get drunk, and so therefore we tell them to wait even if the, like in early winter when the chuppah could be, you know, starting at 7 o'clock, you know, stays is at 5:30. So still we tell them to, which ideally, l'chadchila, if he's feeling okay, to wait till the chuppah. Here, Rav Yashu, though, is mekil because he says that Chanukah already started. You're not supposed to be going into Chanukah fasting, and therefore you could be eating a tzeis if your wedding is on the first night of Chanukah. That would be the din after as well. And the day after Chanukah, also one is allowed to fast. A tainis yachid, however, tainis tibur, we don't close around that. Okay, not really, so we're going to have tainis tibur, but we don't do a tainis yachid. Also, if a person generally goes out to Beis HaChayim for the minhag is to go, like after the end of Shiva, Rahman Tzan, Shloshim, or Yurtzeit, that is, it's not like Nisan where we say you shouldn't really go then, that would be okay. You don't say Yizkor and you don't do eulogies obviously, but that would be okay just to go to say Kapitel Te'ilim. Some say even there, better to go before Chanukah. That was the Shita of Rav Yashiv. He thought better to go before Yashiv if you can. And that also, and even if you have a Yurtzeit on Chanukah, to go before is better. The Ben Ish Chai also, B'Chanukah, we don't go to Beis HaKvaros, B'Yom Ratzek, no. That's apparently the Ben Ish Chai already says the same thing as well. Okay, I guess we'll stop over here because Isser Melacha is another topic. Rav Hashem will pick up in tomorrow's, and hopefully I'll try to get one in tomorrow. I apologize, I'm trying to get it as much as possible. Mir Hashem will do tomorrow's halacha about the Isser Melacha for the half hour that the Nero Sardolek, Mir Hashem, in tomorrow's daily halacha.